on the air, online, from New York City, border to border, and coast to coast. You're connected with Tom Sullivan.
Yes, you are, and thank you for connecting. Welcome to the Big Radio Show. Happy Tuesday to you. Today's the fourth day of May 2021. My name is Tom Sullivan. So, yeah, we've got this Chinese rocket that is falling back to Earth in an uncertain path. They don't know. They can't put math to it and say, well, it's going to land here. So, and if you're thinking like I'm thinking that these things always burn up and they never hit Earth, well, this thing is a section of a Chinese rocket that it's 100 feet tall. It's the core of their Long March rocket, 22-ton Heavenly Harmony. They name their rockets, and this thing is heading back this way. So it's making an uncontrolled reentry, and a physicist at Harvard said it's potentially not good. Last time they launched a Long March rocket, they ended up with big, long rods of metal flying through the sky and damaging several buildings in the Ivory Coast. Most of it burned up, but there were these enormous pieces of metal that hit the ground. We're very lucky no one was hurt. So, same kind of rocket. Either they don't know what they're doing, or they're doing this on purpose. Apparently, there is a rule that is honored among nations that since 1990, nothing heavier than 10 tons has been deliberately left in orbit to re-enter uncontrolled. This thing is about 21 tons. So is it negligent on China's part? Well, the scientists think it is. For them to leave more than 10 tons up there and have it fall out of the sky uncontrollably, deliberately, they are just being totally negligent. So this thing is going to hit on Monday somewhere on Earth. Michio Kaku, the theoretical physicist, had this to say about the Chinese rocket.
Well, round and round she goes, and where it lands, nobody knows. You know, rock skimming? Children play rock skimming, right? You don't know exactly when the rock will enter the pond. The same thing with this rocket part. We don't know where it's going to land. It could land anywhere as far north as New York City and as far south as New Zealand. But anything in that band would be fair game. And remember Skylab back in 1979? Yeah. That was a 76-ton satellite. People were taking bets. People were taking bets as to which backyard Skylab would crash into. And so history repeats itself. Part of it fell in Australia. And also, before that, right. The Russians had a similar problem with Cosmos 954 that had a reactor on board. A nuclear reactor crashed into Canada, contaminating several hundred square miles. The Chinese are roughly 30 years behind the West. They're catching up rapidly, though. And 30 years ago, that's what the great powers did. The Russians, the United States, we simply would allow parts to deorbit, burn up, and if it landed on someone's backyard, well, tough. But that was 30 years ago. Huh. And so now the Chinese are making the same mistakes all over again.
Yeah, they don't care. They really don't care. And I do remember a Russian rocket with a nuclear reactor on board that landed. It was up in the up by Hudson Bay. It was in the middle of nowhere, but they've tracked it, and yeah, there was radioactivity in the area. I don't know if it's still radioactive up there. 855-295-6600. Betty in Oklahoma City. Hi, Betty.
Hi, Tom. I'm with you. I mean, I think they're deliberately doing this, you know, because, I mean, they're technology savvy, from what I understand. And I'm just wondering how long it's going to take till they let another virus loose on us, or send something from up there to kill us. You know, I mean, I don't trust them, and I don't think they're trustable. And, you know, that's just my opinion. I don't think they care what they're doing or what it's going to do to the planet. And it scares the crap out of me to think of, you know, them like that and, you know, us down here not knowing where it's coming, when it's going to hit. Like you said, Ivory Coast, I think it was last year, and I think they're building a space station up there too. I mean, I know we have the international one, but I think they're
right.
building their own.
They're building their own. You know, their own space station, right, so when, yes.
So when is the World Health Organization or the United Nations going to do something for the, to protect the rest of us here on planet Earth? From the Chinese.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to laugh. I'm sorry. When is the UN or the what? They're not going to do anything. They're a bunch of
bought and paid for it.
Yes. It's corrupt. They're both corrupt. They're corrupt as you can possibly. It's all capital letters corrupt. So. No, they're not going to do anything. And China, you know what China's deal is right now? They have a inferiority complex going. They want respect. And that's what's most important, is that they want you to say, we think you are a big, powerful country. Well, we played some of it yesterday, but our Secretary of State is going... Basically, yeah, China's really big and powerful, but we're not trying to contain them or hold them back. No, we're just, you know, what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for?
Are they big and powerful or just overpopulated? Are they big and powerful or just overpopulated, like some
Both.
Of the other countries? And
Both.
Okay. I mean, you know, all of that hurts the rest of the world, the rest of the planet, overpopulation, all of it, all the stuff that they're doing and some of these. And then they go on about America. America can stand and look at itself the way I see it in a mirror without being too ashamed of itself. But the way I see them, and I have no respect for them, they're getting no respect from me. Wait till they do something to earn it. Then they will get it.
Well, that's what they're doing. I mean, you can see this, Betty. I mean, it's the jealous neighbor. You go buy a nice, shiny new Chevrolet, and next thing you know, the neighbor drives up with a bright new shiny Chevrolet, and you go, they're trying to show the world. Yeah, well, the United States has an international space station up there that they built. Well, we can do it too, and we'll build our own. And then everybody will look at us and go, "Oh, aren't you smart and powerful and all that?" And they're coming on. They're coming on strong. I don't know the trade war. I don't know what you think about that, Betty, but the trade war with them was a complete loss. Complete loss. Do you know our trade deficit in the month of March hit an all-time record? We're still buying more of their stuff than they're buying of us. Yes.
Well, how come the United States is letting China buy farmland here in America? What's going on there? More corruption?
Probably. I have often said there are dozens of ways to deal with China. The trade war, I know everybody that liked Donald Trump would get mad at me because I said it doesn't work. It's costing Americans. It's not costing China a penny. And sure enough, here we are with the, it never did a dent into our trade. And now we have a $74 billion trade deficit in March. That's the biggest one we've ever had.
Well, Joe Biden keeps saying, buy America. What the heck is made in America anymore? About everything
well,
I pick up, it's made in China or made in Japan or somewhere else.
So they're spending all this money, trillions of dollars, right? What China does is they subsidize businesses in China. They're basically state-run, state-owned. So we don't like to do that. We don't like the government getting involved with the private sector. But if you really want to compete toe-to-toe, is to find some companies that the U.S. wants to prevail in certain industries and start subsidizing some industries. Say, we're going to be the ones who make it here. Instead of putting a trade tax on something that we buy from China, let's go ahead and boost American industry. That's what they do. That's what other countries do. And we, by the way, we already do it with Boeing, and Europe does it with Airbus. So it's not like it's not unheard of in the world. That's what countries do. But instead of spending trillions of dollars on studying centipedes and their mating habits, why don't we put some of that money into U.S. companies? Help them out.
Tom, do you really believe that money's going to study that or in somebody's pocket? Like somebody told me when they came out with a brown mouse in California years back, they're like, are you stupid? Do you really believe that money's going to study on a mouse? It's going in people's pocket.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if they were right or not. But
well, I got a deal for you. Why don't we put together a proposal for some study and send it to some government group and see if we can get funding? I'll bet you we could.
You know,
what do you think
like
we're
doing?
What?
What I would like to do was put on the ballot where the politicians could not weasel out of it or worm their way out of it, that they had to deal with immigration, that they had to deal with a homeless situation, that it, and Medicaid and Medicare, all of that, and just make it a ballot issue that they had people voted on, that the politicians had to deal with and do something about, because unless it's there, they're never going to do anything. That's too big a political issue.
Well,
I'm
close to where you are. I want to make it so that it costs them personally. I want to give them bonuses if they are able to balance the budget. I really do. I will give them bonuses. I'll pay them more. If they create a deficit, then they have to give up part of their pay. Watch how fast they fix our deficit. It would be overnight. Anyway, I got to hit a break, but Betty, I always appreciate your call. The phone number here is 855-295-6600. Be right back.
Hey, hi, Tom. Listened almost 20 years and have never once called or emailed you.
Well, what took you so long? Betty was talking about the border, and yesterday I played for you, Secretary of State talking about China in a very, they're doing really great, and no, we don't have any plans to try to thwart them or stop them or do anything else. No, we're not going to push back on them, and I'm thinking, wow. What a milquetoast this guy is. So I have already learned that Alejandro Mayorkas, I could probably go have lunch with Tony Blinken. We would disagree on everything. But Alejandro Mayorkas just hits me wrong. I fully admit it. He just comes across as I know better than you, and therefore I am right and you are wrong in almost everything that he does. So this morning he was talking about things going on with the people pouring in. And remember yesterday, who was it? It was Secretary of State. Yeah. Tony Blinken. Who said, are people able to get into our, the border crisis? What do you think about it? And he said, they're not coming in. They're not coming in. He's in denial. You can't come in. That's the message. You can't come in. Except for, and then he opened up the door for, if you have a child with you, then, of course, make everything sense. So Alejandro Mayorkas, this is the head of Homeland Security. They're supposed to be protecting us. Listen to the way that he describes how the United States has a plan for the wave of immigrants coming into our country.
About 5 weeks ago, I said publicly that this challenge is a serious one, but we have a plan. And we know how to manage a situation like this. This is what we do. We are executing on our plan, and it takes time. Now it is a month later. On March 28th, we had 5,767 unaccompanied children in the Border Patrol stations. On March 28th, the average length of stay of an unaccompanied child in a Border Patrol station was 133 hours. We have about 600 children in a Border Patrol station now, and the average length of stay is under 30 hours. We've been executing our plan. We will continue to do so. And we have this situation with respect to the unaccompanied children under control. That doesn't mean that the challenge is behind us. Migration is a dynamic and perpetual challenge, but this is the work that we do.
Well, he got just a touch of humility there. It's a challenge. Because he said shortly after becoming Secretary of Homeland Security and being approved by the Senate, that he said, we have this under control. We know what we're doing. Same thing. We have it. He just said it again. We had this under control. But now he's added in, yes, it's a dynamic challenge. So he gave us the number, 5,767 on March 28th. Well, he picked a number that was interesting because they were far more than that. Widely reported by many different people, including the government, back a month ago. But I'll give him his due. 5,767. And now they're at 600. What happened to the other 5,100? He doesn't touch that. He says, we have a plan, and it is under control. Do not ask me any more tough questions. I have a plan, and I am doing a great job. So where did the other 5,100 go, Alejandro? Oh, he forgot to mention they just shipped them off out of DHS to HHS facilities. So there you go. It's out of sight, out of mind. It's off my books. It's over there at Health and Human Services. In other words, the kids are still being kept in facilities run by the U.S. government. I could not believe that the reporter on this did not follow up with the question of, where did the if you were at 5,700 and now you're at 600, where did the 5,100 go? So I just look at these people and I think they're not. They really think they're good, and I don't by any stretch of the imagination. So what do you, I play what Mr. Mayorkas, Secretary Mayorkas said. I really feel like he's the Homeland Security Secretary. He's not giving us the story, and he's dodging it. It's so obvious where the 5,100 kids are. They're over at HHS instead of DHS, and he thinks that's great. But it's like the Secretary of State, Tony Blinken. Saying, nope, the border's closed. They can't come in. Nope, they can't. Except for our children. We'll make exceptions for children. And then they get gamed on the children. I think it is what it is. It's been going on for a long time. It's surged way back up again. I don't think you'd need to be a PhD to understand it was because of a change in the tone from whoever was president. Trump was a hardball guy. No, you can't get in. And the Biden administration is all, well, we don't want to be too tough on these people. So now President Biden has upped the number of refugees. And to me, I'm not going to do handstands about the quadrupling the number of refugees from 15,000 to 67,000, I think it is. It's not zero, is it? But I'm not as worried about refugees as I am about the people that are just rolling over the fences and on our southern border. The refugees should be, I don't know if they are, they say they do, they get super duper triple screened. But they come in from areas where we've had problems over in Syria and those areas, Pakistan, where they are, you know that there's some terrorist blood in that group somewhere. And that is why refugees, supposedly, if they're being screened tightly and they truly are running from war, I can make an argument for, okay, but not for the large crowds that are coming across the border down there and our officials are pretending that it's not happening. They truly are pretending. Tom Holman, who was the former ICE director, he's a hard-nosed guy. He was talking about the money that they now want to send or are sending down to the Northern Triangle. $4 billion now has the Biden administration is going to send to Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala. $4 billion. Here's Tom Holman, four.
It absolutely is real. And look, President Trump didn't pay ransom. He had agreements with all these countries on a third safe country agreements, but the Biden administration destroyed them on day one, even though they were working. And President Trump wasn't paying ransom. Look, we've been down this road. I've done this for over three decades. We've given these countries billions of dollars. It doesn't work. And here's why. They can make a few dollars if they stay in their home country, or they can come and actions speak louder than words. They see thousands of people coming to our borders. They see thousands of people being released and not being detained. They know they can get a job here because the Biden administration also has stopped ICE from doing worksite enforcement operations. They can come here, not be detained, be released, get a job here, and based on other promises of the Biden administration, they'll get free health care. Why would you not want to come to the greatest country on earth? This simply is not going to work. We've done this over and over again. And second thing I'll say, you can't buy these countries with a few billion dollars because Mexico alone, last year, Mexico received over $40 billion in remittance payments from illegal aliens working here that sent the money back to Mexico. $40 billion in the Mexican economy. They didn't have to train these people. They don't have to provide them social services. You can't outspend that. So none of these countries want to stop illegal immigration when it comes right down to it because they make so much money on the remittances.
I thought that point was always follow the money. And what Holman was talking about was all the money that people that get to our country illegally, they get here, and then they start sending money back to mama. And $40 billion of remittances are crossing the border from us to there. So yeah, why would they want to stop that? Hey, more of you go and make sure and send back the money and we will benefit from it. We don't have to deal with you. We don't have to school you. We don't have to house you. We don't have to train you. We don't have to do anything. We don't have to provide protection for you. So that's a lot of money to be sending back the annual remittances to people that are in these countries from people that got here illegally. We haven't mentioned the boat. Jeff Stevenson from the Border Patrol about the boat, the San Diego boat that capsized. 32 people on board, a 40-foot boat. 32 people. 27 of them were Mexican nationals, did not have legal status. One was an unaccompanied 15-year-old boy. The others ranged from 18 to 39. And three of them died if the boat capsized off San Diego. Here's Jeff Stevenson from the Border Patrol.
The reality is crossing the border illegally is unsafe no matter the method. especially at sea. The smugglers, they don't care about the people they're exploiting. All they care about is profit. To them, these people are just commodities.
Yeah, that's all it is. He goes on to talk about what it was that he saw.
And in my 28 years of working, I've never seen anything like this or been on a call this magnitude. And I saw people just getting sucked out, floating out. Some of them were face down, and then a whole bunch of people down below along the base of the cliff there.
This is nothing new. We've seen this kind of on the ebb and flow, up and down throughout the years. But these last couple of years, we've seen a dramatic increase.
Yeah. So you think this is the only boat that was shuttling people around from northern Mexico around to southern California? It's not that. All you got to do is get around that borderline. There's no fence out there in the water. Put them on a boat, drive them up a few miles, and turn back in again. And the Coast Guard tries, but they can't keep track of it. I wonder how many boats every week are coming up. Either you can out in the Gulf of Mexico, pulling into Texas, or on the Pacific Ocean coming around into San Diego. This isn't the only boat, and this was a 40-foot boat with 32 people on board. It hit a reef and broke apart. I'm not sure if it was a dilapidated old boat or whether any boat, if it hit a reef with the waves coming in, would knock it over. But in any case, didn't work out that well. It was described as severely overcrowded. No kidding. The only thing you see in the water is just pieces of a boat. Yeah, I mean, you talk about it breaking up. Weird part was, in all the debris, there were a bunch of life jackets floating around. So, do they give them life jackets to wear when they come around? In any case, it was everybody's acting surprised about it, and I'm just looking at it and thinking, it has to have gone on for years and years and years. And nobody wants to talk about it. Well, if you build a wall, you just go around it. And one of the ways around it is to get a boat and go out to sea. The other thing that is still, it's a little dicier because of air traffic control. They have radar, but planes, they still use planes. They've got tunnels. They pack these people into vans with other material around them so that they can be hidden. But the word is out, it's time to come, because if you can get in, that's the game. If you can put your foot on American soil, you get the gold card. You get to go in and do whatever you want to do. 855-295-6600. Also on find the numbers at TomSullivan.com.
Keep doing what you're doing, Tom. I'm glad you brought this topic up.
Oh, Tom, you are so wise. Oh, my gosh.
I don't know. I mean, do you have the answer for the border? We are a magnet, and they're going to want to come here. But when the head of Department of Homeland Security just flat out lies to your face about what a great plan, how we have it under control, and it's not under control, and he forgets to mention where are the 5,100 kids that all of a sudden disappeared. 855-295-6600. Who are we talking? Anonymous? Is that right? Okay. Hi, Anonymous.
Hi. My my daughter is working with the HHS people as a, quote, volunteer for these programs.
Yes.
I live West Coast. She lives East Coast. And she said, you can't know. I'm allowed to know where she is. I'm not allowed to know what she's doing. It's very secretive. She flew from her place to Dallas, and then the next day went to Houston, where they did an emergency removal of all of the kids from the facility at Houston.
Right.
And, of course, my mind thinks, oh, my goodness, were there sexual predators? What's going on? No, it was because the media had heard about the children being in Houston. And then she went to Erie, Pennsylvania.
Wait a minute. The media heard about it, so they had to move the kids to hide them from the media? Is that what you're telling me?
That's what I was told. Now, that's what I was told from my child, my adult daughter.
Yeah.
So
right.
She's technically volunteering. But she gets her pay and her benefits. She said, I'm volunteering for this, and she has a heart to serve. She worked with children at our youth group at church. She's been on mission trips to Mexico with youth group. And she's an adult. But anyway, so now from Erie, she's now in El Paso. But when she first told me that she wanted to do this, that she was doing this, she said, Mom, I can go anywhere. I might be in Michigan. I might be in California. I might be.
Wow.
I have no idea. She goes, I go wherever they send me. And it's the volunteers. You can volunteer for a week, minimum a week, or up to, I can't remember if it was 108 or 180.
So let me get this straight. So She's getting paid by somebody, but she's volunteering to go to these HHS facilities where the kids are.
She's a federal employee. And so being a federal employee,
They pull her out of wherever she normally goes to work. I got it. Okay, and they're sending her to these various camps. All right. Interesting.
Right. And with COVID, her job has been at home. So she's now missing the videos and meetings that she would be attending, but they can do without her for this time because she's doing this work for HHS.
Yeah.
But it's volunteer. And it's 6 to 7 days a week, 10-hour days.
Wow. Well,
yeah,
you know, God bless your daughter. She's doing the Lord's work and all that. But I wish they would be straight with us. Just be straight. Just tell us the truth.
She said, I can't post anything on social media. And she said, you're not allowed to either. And I went, okay.
So right. That's why you're anonymous and well-regarded. Yeah. Listen, this sounds like something that we would read about, that Moscow was saying nobody can find out about what we're doing. We have to, the media does, cannot find out about. This is not the United States of America, wide open First Amendment type freedom of the press type country. This is, the government is up to a charade, and it's because, in my estimation, because they have a political agenda. And I didn't play the whole thing. Alejandro Mayorkas was going on about how horrible the previous administration was. And he may think
things were under control.
Yes.
It was under
control. He's totally got it. That's what he said. That's what he said a month, 2 months ago. We have it under control. It was almost like he was saying to us 2 months ago, how dare you ask me? I am the Secretary of Department of Homeland Security. Do you know who you're talking to? That was the attitude he has.
There is no transparency in this administration. None. We are so being played.
Yeah, and the problem is the media is probably, they don't know what to do because they should be reporting on this. And, well, it sounds like that somebody was trying to, and that's why they had to move the kids. Fascinating. Anonymous, thank you. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, no, it was strange. She has a tracker thing on her phone where I can see where she is, and I very seldom use it. She's an adult. But I thought, oh, I just wanted to check where she was in Erie. Nope, those have all been turned off. She's not allowed to be tracked. So, of course, that made my mommy
kind of... What is this?
It's our new administration. It's scary. It is scary. So.
Yeah, this.
Yep,
what's
happening?
I know the government has secrets, national security secrets, but that's not what this is. This is just for political reasons. All right. Well, thank you. And tell your daughter thank you, too, for the good work that she's doing. The kids are here. We got to take care of them. They shouldn't be here, but they are. So, wow. Manuel, we got 1 minute. Can we do it? 1 minute. Fire away.
All right, I'll get straight to the point. The other border nobody's talking about is the Puerto Rican border between Dominican Republic and Puerto Rico, the West Coast. Right now you can go to the CBP, which is Custom Border Patrol's Twitter account, CBP Caribbean, and you will see videos of these ranking boats filled 40, 60 people as soon as they hit the coast of Mayagüez or Cabo Rojo, which is West Coast. You see them just running. It looks a lot like the Muslim boats heading off the reef.
They're doing the same thing. They're leaving the DR to get over to Puerto Rico. Is that right? In waves?
Sorry?
I guess so. So it's the people leaving the DR and going over to Puerto Rico, is what you're saying.
Yes, but not just the DR. People go to the DR to come to Puerto Rico.
Oh.